AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. New York police believe the gunman who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson may have left the city. Ed Donahue has the latest.
Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny tells CNN video shows the gunman left the scene on a bicycle Wednesday morning. He later ditched the bike.
From there, we have him in a taxi cab. And the taxi cab takes him up to 178th Street and Broadway.
There is a bus terminal there.
We have video of him entering the Port Authority bus terminal. We don't have any video of him exiting, so we believe he may have gotten on a bus.
The terminal offers service to cities like Boston and Washington, D.C. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says there is another search in New York.
We still have not found the backpack, and so we're doing a full sweep of Central Park to find that backpack, which we believe he dropped in Central Park.
The reason for the killing remains unknown. I'm Ed Donahue.
The job market rebounded in November, employers adding 227,000 workers. It was a solid recovery from October when strikes and hurricanes sharply cut payrolls. The unemployment rate ticked up to a still low 4.2%. That fueled gains on Wall Street.
The S&P 500 climbed 0.2% to top the all-time high it set on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 123 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq climbed 0.8% to set its own record. Seth Sutel, New York.
Meantime, Sagar Magani has an update on one particular job candidate.
Pete Hegseth's confirmation as defense secretary is in question amid allegations of excessive drinking, sexual assault, and his views on women in combat. President-elect Trump, though, says Hegseth is doing very well. Writing on his social media site, Hegseth is a winner, and there is nothing that can be done to change that. Hegseth has spent the last few days trying to reassure GOP senators he's fit for office. Trump's transition team has been looking at potential replacements, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. NFL Week 14 opened with a great NFC North matchup, Green Bay at Detroit, and Denny Kapp was there for us.
Jake Bates boots the game winner from 35 yards out as time expires to lift the Lions over the Packers 34-31 on Thursday Night Football. The Lions rookie kicker connected on his third game winner of the season and helped the Lions win their 11th straight game, improving to an NFL best 12-1. Jared Goff threw for 283 yards, three touchdowns and a pick, two of the scores coming to wide receiver Tim Patrick in the second half.
I've won the most games I've won in my career. I just had a two-touchdown performance on Thursday Night Football. I got like 30 reporters in front of me right now. I'm very blessed and thankful for this team, honestly.
Josh Jacobs ran for three touchdowns for the second time in 3 weeks, but couldn't get the Packers over the finish line. Green Bay drops to 8-4, falling for just the second time in its last nine games. Denny Kapp, Detroit.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.